This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Thursday, September 5th. Well, the wheat market rebounds on bargain buying Wednesday. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Wheat did rebound in a pretty big way. The bargain buying did spark some rallies. We know that it was severely oversold, and we brought in a lot of technical traders that kind of gave it a little bit of a boost. But be careful as well, because the drought in Australia could give the market real strength here on the upside. Overall, we're in a long-term downtrend, so maybe this is just a little bit of a recovery before we continue down. Normally, we're in harvest time. It's very depressed. It's difficult for the market to really rally significantly. But today, the market looked very, very good. Now, all eyes are going to be on the WASDE report coming next week, Thursday, 11 o'clock Chicago time. And I think as we lead up to that, we're going to see volatility start to increase in all the grains across the board.
Chicago September wheat prices closed yesterday, up 9 at 4.59. September corn was down 3.75 at 3.45. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for September ended the day unchanged, ranging from 5.70 to 5.73. Hardwood winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for September were up 2.25, ranging from 504.5 to 524.5. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for September were up 7, ranging from 564 to 574. Live cattle for October were down 25 cents at 99.22.5. September feeder cattle were up $1.40 at 135.57.5. And September class 3 milk was up 2 cents at 17.74. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.